It is time for date night, in which we are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad, to talk about cool things to do in our community and how you can turn that into an awesome date night. How are you?
Doing great, Aaron. How you been?
I'm doing good. So before we talk about date night, or as we segue into date night,
as we often do,
you have a new job.
I do. This is day 7 of my big fancy job. Thank you. At Oracle down in downtown Durham.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I could talk for like 30 minutes about like weird corporate culture stuff that's not at all related to date night.
No, of course not.
But,
yeah,
but I think
and
is
probably is thoroughly proprietary and.
Maybe 10 minutes of the non-proprietary stuff. It's real fun because I'm in an office that was acquired like 2 companies ago from Oracle. So rather than it being corporate branded for the current company, it is 2 companies ago branded. So like here I am like working for like corporate and everybody else still has like dinosaur t-shirts and things like that from back when they were Bronto. So it's super fun, super exciting. Loving being like right in the heart of downtown Durham and
cool.
Just kind of like looking out my window and seeing the WeWork building across the way.
And a very, very, like, tiny view of the baseball stadium.
A very, very tiny view,
you can see
like,
left field.
We can see left field, but, like, we can also see all of the buildings that, and, like, awnings and coverings that are, like, for the players and staff that are left of left field. So, you know, I couldn't see if a batter was up hitting a ball, but, like, if he hit it to left field, I'd have a great view of all of that out of my window.
This is also one of these modern 21st century tech offices where everyone shows up in, like, t-shirt and jeans, and there's, like, a hammock and a foosball table in the corner.
Yeah, I think I described it as, you know, like, let's pretend all the frats got together like, a massive complex, but instead of having, like, beer pong tables and everything set up, there's just cubicles and hammocks everywhere.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
But there's also a pool table, right?
There is also a pool table and a foosball table and a couple ping pong. Listen, okay?
I feel like if someone came in and set up a beer pong table, it would get used for that purpose within a week.
No, that would violate our internal employee handbook in some way, I'm sure.
What if they set it up on the porch?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There's no rules on the porch. That's
good.
Rule one at
no rules,
Oracle.
Just beer pong.
No rules, just beer pong, yeah.
So this is a perfect place for date night.
It is, yeah. Like, interesting enough, like, it is a better date night place, I think, than, like, a lot of the area around, like, the Tobacco District. This might just be like a diatribe episode of date night.
As opposed to all of the other episodes in which you never go on a diatribe.
No. This is this is a hot take.
Ooh, hashtag hot take.
Don't forget, I know where you sleep at night. That's
hot
very nice.
Take.
What's that sound like backwards?
Hot take.
That's good. I was thinking about this. Like, what do you do, like, if you want to, like, do a date, like, in, like, the kind of beautiful, like, Tobacco District? Because, like, in my head, like, it feels kind of like the Riverwalk, right? Like, in, like, San Antonio or, like, in Greenville, like, in South Carolina, right? Like, it's this, like, old, cool, like, revitalized downtown area that should have a lot of stuff to do.
Right.
What it actually is it's a bunch of, like, tech offices and, like, local businesses, and all the restaurants have been shutting down.
Right.
I went through and was you know, looking at this in kind of advanced prep for, like, well, what could we do? Like, and the answer I have is park your car there and then
walk
through
somewhere
it
else.
And then go somewhere else. Because, like, the restaurants that are in the Tobacco District either, like, close, like, after working hours are done.
Right.
Or, and not that this is a diss on any of those places, like, Moe's and, like, Mellow Mushroom don't jump to the top of
not
my
necessarily
list
as a date night kind of place. Because there's restaurants and places that cater to all of the businesses that are there. And then there are restaurants and places that cater to the crowd that shows up for the baseball game. And neither of those are, like, date night kind of crowds, right?
No. Yeah. And, like, it's even tough to get from the Tobacco side to, like, the date nighty stuff. Because if you park in North Deck, there's the train tracks that are up on a hill. And to get, like to the other side of like where the 5 points come in. You've got, you know, Mateo and all of that stuff. You've got
to climb a hill.
You got to either climb a hill or you got to walk all the way down past the bus depot, go under a bridge, cross your fingers that you're not going to like get stopped 10 times along the way and go from there. So I don't know. Like I struggle with this. I did think it was interesting that the tobacco district lists Nanastake as part of the tobacco district.
If you go to the tobacco district's website, like they think of the tobacco district as the tobacco district and also the ballpark and also DPAC.
Right.
So,
which I don't agree with. Like I think that it is like the old tobacco warehouses, like which is done up real cool. Like there's water features and like you can tell that like the intent was this kind of mixed use, multi destination place, and like for whatever reason, like Tyler's closed and Cuban Revolution closed, and like all of the kind of a night spot places that like you'd expect to go didn't happen.
They're
I don't
not
know what's
there
up
anymore.
With that. Yeah,
maybe they're just like in between.
I mean, I don't know. Like Tyler's like hung on for quite a while there.
Maybe they're just going through like a lull period, and then there'll be three new places 6 months from now. You don't know.
And then 9 months after that, we'll be having a conversation on here about, man, like, what do you do for date night, like, in Tobacco District? But, you know, as always, like, you're the one with the answers, Aaron.
Oh, I was going to say Nanastake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say Nanastake, go to DPAC, although Full Frame Theater is there. So if you wanted to do a date night in the Tobacco District, wait for April and then go for the documentary festival and then...
Before or after, get a drink at like 106 Main or...
You know, go up the hill or around the bridge and enjoy the rest of downtown.
Take a lift.
Yeah, you know. Or take a lift, yeah. And take a lift to go over the hill to get two blocks over so you could drink at Barber's Eel.
I think that's the best possible use of a lift is hop in a lift and go a quarter of a mile.
Uh-huh.
What if it's cold and raining, Aaron?
Then you tough it out.
That's like a date night that I want to go on.
And that is date night for this week. The American Tobacco District. Check it out. And then after you're done checking it out, go somewhere else in downtown Durham because it's like a block away.
#Durham.
Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.